All big news stories have their own lexicon. The Trump presidency has MAGA, fake news, covfefe. Bill Clinton did a deep dive into what the meaning of the word is. Nixon's Watergate produced expletive deleted, and of course, scandals after that became this gate, that gate. Another big story with a rich lexicon is Brexit. The world's Patrick Cox is here. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Marco.
So do you think the word Brexit itself, does it even convey whatever it is Britain is going through right now?
Who knows? It's snappy, right? And it makes the whole process of leaving the European Union seem kind of simple.
Where did it come from initially?
Well, it was first used in 2012. It was coined by a guy called Peter Wilding. He works at a think tank. He borrowed it from another portmanteau word, Grexit. If you remember, Greek exit. It
right.
was talking about exiting the euro. And now they're both English words, and we really can't get rid of them.
So you've really been down the Brexit rabbit hole, Patrick.
And guess what, Marco? I'm going to invite you down there, too.
Here we go.
Quiz time.
So what's the nature of this quiz?
Well, I'm going to give you a few words and see if you can figure out what they mean.
Okay.
Okay.
They're Brexit related?
They're all Brexit related. A lot of portmanteau Brexit words like Brextremist, Brexitus, Brexternity. I'm not going to ask you about any of those. Here's a slightly different one along similar lines. Flex tension.
Flex tension. To be flexible in this very tense state while we're trying to reach some negotiation and some way out of the European Union.
Yeah, I'd give you 5 out of 10 on that one.
Okay, that's not a passing mark.
Okay, so it's a flexible extension. Next one, Ramona.
Ramona, somebody who wants to remain in the EU and is just really complaining about this whole process. They're moaning about it.
They're moaning. They lost the 2016 referendum.
So that one million people in the streets of London a couple of weeks ago, they were Ramoners.
They were Ramoners in the eyes of people who just want to leave and
gotcha.
Have done with it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Last one, Boris Locke.
Boris Locke. Has to do with Boris Johnson,
yep.
Who was a big pro-Brexit, still is a pro-Brexit guy. I think he wants to be Prime Minister of the UK.
Imagine that Boris Johnson succeeds Theresa May as Prime Minister. He may well want to tear up any agreements that Theresa May has made, first with the European Union and secondly with the opposition in Parliament, in order to get some kind of compromise plan through Parliament. So the opposition politicians don't want that deal to get ripped up by a future Conservative government run by Boris Johnson. And so they want to put some kind of parliamentary lock on whatever it is they push out of Parliament right now.
So that would basically lock Boris Johnson out of any future proceedings.
That's what they hope. Of course, you can't stop a future government from passing legislation.
Yeah, and given what we know about Boris Johnson, you can't really stop him from doing anything, can you?
Right.
So, Patrick, do you think any of these words or phrases are going to last?
Boy, it seems unlikely. I mean, Brexit, obviously, is going to last. I think mainly, though, we just want to forget these words, just like we maybe want to forget this period in British history. We want to forget the words that were used to describe this period, too.
The world's Patrick Cox. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.